Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're here this afternoon, the county executive and I, to talk about two separate programs that both of us obviously feel are very important to the community, very important to the criminal justice world, and very important to keeping the members of our society who are victims of human trafficking safe. The first thing I want to talk about before I turn over to the county executive is a number of years ago, a human trafficking task force was established here in Erie County. That task force was primarily set up by the feds. The U.S. Attorney's Office took the lead in that program, and it incorporated a large number of members of law enforcement from the federal, state, and local level. That task force is still in existence. That task force is doing extremely well. We are all working together to solve what I feel is a very important problem of human trafficking. What I decided to do when I became district attorney was try to mirror that to a certain extent more toward the local level. So recently, I partnered with the Erie County Sheriff's Department, and we created literally a human trafficking unit here in the Erie County District Attorney's Office. I have members of law enforcement throughout Erie County, the Sheriff's Department, members of Tonawanda Police Department, Amherst Police Department, members of Homeland Security, federal, state, and local partners who literally have an office here in the Erie County District Attorney's Office. I have here with me today Roseanne Johnson, who is the chief of my sex crime bureau. Roseanne was pivotal with the Erie County Sheriff's Department, specifically Detective Teresa Nitschke, who brought this together here in my office. Like I said, they literally have an office here in the District Attorney's Office. Members of Tonawanda, Amherst, Homeland Security, the Sheriff's Department come here and work on a daily basis. Some come two times a week, some come three times a week, some come once a week, whatever it takes to get the job done to fight human trafficking here in Erie County. I'm extremely proud of this program. It's working well. It's been up and running now for a few months. We had the last member, Homeland Security, Kevin Kelly is here this afternoon, sign off on the Memorandum of Understanding just this week. So now we have a full team together to go forward and to combat this problem of human trafficking. I also want to thank the New York branch of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Kathy Gust is here. She is a program director of the New York branch. They have donated hope bags to our human trafficking unit. These hope bags are basically bags that contain utensils, deodorant, healthcare products, whatever it may be that victims of human trafficking may need. And we have a number of these hope bags that are donated to our human trafficking unit to use for the victims of human trafficking. And Kathy, I can't thank you enough for your donation and for your help in solving this problem. When it comes to solving problems, I have no better partner than our Erie County Executive, Mark Poloncarz. When it comes to any type of criminal justice matter that comes across my desk, I know that I can call the county executive, and he is right there to help me out in anything that we need in the law enforcement community. And that is why I am so proud to work with and partner with our great county executive, Mark Poloncarz.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney. Thank you for the work that you do, and I just want to say on behalf of my office, I know the tremendous change that occurred in the district attorney's office from the past, and realizing that you're willing to think differently. Certainly go after any individual who's committing crimes, but also look at it in a different manner. And I want to thank you for the work that you've done and how we've been able to partner. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. How many people were aware of that? Well, it is. And we are here to say, while it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month, we want people to understand that this group of individuals in the room works on this every day of the year. So we may have an awareness month so that the publics understand it, but these folks understand about this issue every day and are working very hard to address this issue in our community. Erie County itself, through our Department of Social Services, and we're pleased to be joined by Gavin Caspar, who oversees the unit, which is called our Safe Harbor Unit in the Erie County Department of Social Services, since 2013 has had what a Safe Harbor Unit. It's to try to assist individuals that are being processed through our Department of Social Services who may be victims of human trafficking, and it's often the individuals in this room who identify these folks, and then we try to basically bring them back into normal society and give them the life that they truly deserve from what unfortunately they've been dealing with. I'm proud to say that as of 2019, we've received a grant of $43,000. Now, that doesn't sound like a tremendous amount of money in the grand scheme of things, but it's one of the first grants that New York State has offered with regards to this type of program. There are only 5 safe harbor units in all of New York State, and almost every single one of them is downstate. When it comes to upstate, we are one of the only ones that exists, and New York State Office of Child and Family Services has identified our program as being a best practices program and provided us with one of the first grants that we've ever received for that. So I want to thank Gavin and his team for the good work that they do. But it's not just because of what's been done in our Department of Social Services. It's everyone in this room, our law enforcement partners from the federal, state, local, and municipal level. Of course, the district attorney's office, our partners in the not-for-profit sector like the International Institute and others, and you'll be hearing very soon from Eva. Because this is a legitimate issue. Sometimes people question, well, is this a real issue, human trafficking? Is this something that actually occurs in our community? But we've identified that in 2018, there were 115 youth that were connected with human trafficking, and 67% of those were going through our child welfare system right here in Erie County. And when we talk about youth, we're talking about generally the ages of 15 to 20. And that's just youth. We're not talking about those that are of older age, unfortunately, who are dealing with this issue. So this is a legitimate issue in our community, and it's one that I'm proud that we've been addressing on for some time. But unfortunately, we have to hold press conferences like this because it still goes on. While we've made great strides in addressing the issue and stopping human trafficking, we do know that there are individuals that are in our community that are at risk for human trafficking, that have been trafficked. And as a result, we, the greater community, everyone that you see in this room here today, are going to continue working as hard as we can until we don't have to have these press conferences anymore, because we've eliminated human trafficking as an issue in our community and our country. So on behalf of the team in Erie County government through the Department of Social Services, I just want to thank all my partners in this room, from the local level, the county level, the federal level, and everywhere in between. Because this is a legitimate issue that each and every one of us can look back on, and when we look at the end of our careers and say we made a difference in people's lives. And when you talk about human trafficking, if we can get these individuals out of the unfortunate life that they're living in, and I know from the people that we've talked to in county government, it is truthfully a godsend. It gives them the opportunity to live the life they want to live, and that's something when we look back on our careers, we can say that is something I did very proudly. And you should all be thankful for playing a role in this, because it is making that much of a difference in people's lives. Thank you.
Yes, sir. As I mentioned earlier, our partners in the federal government are numerous, from the U.S. Attorney's Office to the FBI, DEA. Everything I do here in my office, regard to all criminal matters, I have to deal with my federal partners on a daily basis. And I specifically want to call out the Department of Homeland Security this afternoon. The Homeland Security Department now is led by Special Agent in Charge Kevin Kelly. And Kevin Kelly has been a partner with me, with our other federal partners, with the Buffalo Police Department, with the Erie County Sheriff's Department, every step of the way in this endeavor. When it comes to drugs, opioid problem that we're facing, human trafficking, labor trafficking, whatever it is, Homeland Security is right there to help us out. And I want to thank Kevin for all that you do, and I especially want to thank you for your part in this endeavor. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly, the Special Agent in Charge for Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, which is the primary investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security. I'd like to begin by thanking District Attorney John Flynn, Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars, and the Executive Director of the International Institute, Ava Hassett, and all our other partners, Chief Gavin and Kathy as well. With all agencies here today signing the Memorandum of Understanding, truly shows the commitment of federal, state, and local law enforcement, as well as the commitment of non-governmental organizations or NGOs, all combining resources to attack human trafficking. Human trafficking is a modern-day slavery and a multi-billion dollar a year crime that involves the use of force, fraud, and coercion to obtain some sort of form of labor or commercial sex act. Human trafficking is a hidden crime, as victims rarely come forward to seek help because of language barriers, fear of the traffickers, and or fear of law enforcement, which is why our non-governmental organizations are so vital. A victim-based approach is the only way to attack these nefarious criminals that prey on others. HSI has a large international footprint working closely with international partners to combat crime. We have over 200 domestic offices and 67 international offices in 50 countries. This global footprint allows us to be strategically situated to work with law enforcement partners as well as non-governmental organizations, which generates human trafficking tips and leads worldwide. In essence, we push the threat out, globally attack the entire network. In closing, our strategy relies on prevention, protection, prosecution, and partnership. Without this approach, we cannot succeed to attack these organizations that traffic in persons. Again, I want to thank our partners here today and remind everyone that if you see something, say something. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, thanks.
Yep. Kevin mentioned the partnerships that we have with nonprofit organizations here in Western New York. And there is no greater organization, in my opinion, in doing good for our community than the International Institute of Buffalo. This organization is a pivotal player in numerous task force, numerous projects that we work on all across the criminal justice spectrum. And Eva Hassett, the director of the International Institute of Buffalo, has been with this office, with me, since I became district attorney, and is always willing to support this office, to support County Executive Pollenkars, to support the Mayor of Buffalo, all of our partners in government, and our law enforcement agencies here in Western New York, to do what we can to keep our streets safe, keep our people safe, and to help those who are in need. And Eva, I can't thank you enough, and I appreciate all you do for Buffalo and Western New York.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Good afternoon. Thank you. I don't have to tell you how grateful the International Institute is for the partnerships that we have in this work with the county, with the DA's office, with HSI, with everybody, with local law enforcement, with everyone in the room to do this important work. I would be remiss if I also didn't thank my colleagues at the International Institute who every single day dedicate themselves to making sure that we work collaboratively and we work in a client-centered, trauma-informed way. And I think that's what really distinguishes what we're talking about today and why we are thought of as a best practice. I think the innovation includes referring cases simultaneously to more than one partner, working cases together. And we've also gotten really smart, I think, now I'm just talking about trafficked youth, in working to help this community identify those who might be vulnerable to trafficking or those who might be trafficked. So it's not just about helping people who are actually trafficked or who we think are actually being trafficked. It's about helping this community grow in its awareness of the red flags that identify a potential trafficking situation, of the things that make youth particularly at risk of being trafficked. And so a good amount of our work is also training. We've trained 1,314 people in 2018. Many of those people are those who work directly with youth. So we've trained them in helping them understand what trafficking looks like and what kinds of things make youth more vulnerable, more at risk of being trafficked. DSS staff, foster care, judges, youth probation, teachers, medical providers, substance abuse and mental health providers, hotel staff, law enforcement, other service providers, church groups, members of the public. We hold public sessions about this too. This comprehensive approach to managing cases and trying to change the community is what's going to help us get where the county executive talked about, a time when we don't have to talk about, have these press conferences anymore. So I just want to get a couple of other stats. In 2018, of those 115 youth, 58% of them were categorized as high risk, vulnerable to trafficking. 99% of them were U.S. citizens. Again, sometimes I think the popular impression of where trafficking happens or who it happens to is not as well informed as I think we can be. And so again, this is a really important thing for the community to be aware of. We can give you numbers for the Crime Stoppers telephone number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline. If your viewers or your readers see something and want to say something or want to make a phone call, we can give you those numbers later. Thank you. Thank you for your partnership. We're honored.
Before I open for questions, I just want to recognize two other individuals. I mentioned Tonawanda before. We have a chief of police in Tonawanda here, Jerry Ushold, who joins me at the podium today. I want to thank you, Chief, for all that you do for my hometown, Tonawanda. And also, just so I think everyone's aware of this, we here in the city of Buffalo have a human trafficking court. Judge Amy Martocci presides over that court, where we have a specialized court in the city of Buffalo that deals just with these issues that we're talking about today. And I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize the great work that that court does in Buffalo City Court in protecting our citizens and protecting victims of human trafficking. Any questions?
It sounds like you're seeking the public's help for your mission, but I don't know if you've addressed this. What are some of the things that people should look for before they alert you?
Well, again, I think that if you see something, if something strikes you as funny about a situation, it's always a good idea to say something. There really is no one type of victim of human trafficking. Traffickers are very talented at finding vulnerabilities in people and exploiting them. But I can say that there are some things that we've seen correlate pretty highly with trafficking. Youths who are homeless. Youths who are runaways, male, female, transgender, are at particularly high risk for becoming victims, although certainly some trafficked youth continue to live at home and go to school. There's a strong correlation between sexually exploited youths and childhood sexual abuse. So where there was neglect or unstable home environments, those are often correlated with trafficking. And there's a high correlation between sexual exploitation of children and things that children have experienced at home. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youths can be up to 5 times more likely than heterosexual youths to be victims of trafficking. Behavioral indications of somebody who could be at risk for being trafficked. Not attending school on a regular basis. Running away from home. Mentioning travel to other cities, a lack of control over their personal schedule that could be noticed. This is something that parents can notice, friends can notice, teachers can notice. What seem like coached or rehearsed responses to questions. Sudden changes in attire or behavior or possessions, all of a sudden having possessions that look expensive, are expensive. uncharacteristic promiscuity or references to sexual situations or using terminology that's well beyond the age of the person. Talking about a boyfriend or a girlfriend who is noticeably older and might be controlling. Attempts to conceal scars or tattoos or bruises, sudden changes in attention to personal hygiene. All of these things would be things that warrant attention and warrant calling the hotline or calling the Crime Stoppers hotline or law enforcement.
That was the greatest answer to any question I've ever heard in my
life.
No,
stop.
Anything else? Well, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.